In the name of Jesus, amen. And after 8 days, he was circumcised, and he was given the name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We had to go back a few days, but we remember swaddled and sleeping in a manger, Bethlehem, was a boy, fresh from the womb. His body has 300 bones, many of them still yet to have been fused together. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, 2 ears, and yes, 1 penis. He was, after all, a male child, and boys do have those. Now, you wouldn't know it if you gaze upon this child, for he seems so ordinary, just like every other human baby boy that is born. But he was, in fact, as we confess, the image of the invisible God. In other words, he made God seeable. He made God seeable. The job of Jesus is to make God known. And so he does this day. A Lord whom you can lay your eyes upon. A Lord whom you can put your sins upon. So the fullness of the deity dwelt in this little baby boy. There was no God, there was no non-God part of him. All 300 bones were God's bones. The 10 fingers, the 10 toes were God's fingers and God's toes. The 2 eyes, the 2 ears were God's eyes and ears. And yes, the 1 penis was God's penis. For he was from head to toe, inside and out, God in the flesh. But one tiny part of his body did not last long. Centuries before, the Lord appeared to Abraham and told him something that on the surface was strange, was silly, was weird, and incredibly painful. What God wants Abraham to do is to take a flint knife and cut the foreskin of his 99-year-old manhood off. And then he's to turn to his 13-year-old son Ishmael and do the same thing. And then he's to do that to every other male, infants, adults, slaves, freemen. Their foreskin is to meet its demise. And so much can be said that God put into place that which could not only but shock humanity. In its eyes, its ears, and in its body. And strange though it be that one would celebrate the circumcision and naming of our Lord, however, it is marvelous in meaning. For this is the way of God writing his covenant into the very flesh of his people. What was not there was the sign of that which is there. Part of the body, yes, was cut away in order that the fullness of the body might be God's. And notice, it was permanent. It was not like a ring to be slipped on and off. It was not like a haircut that needed to be cut again. On the 8th day of this child's life, his life was forever in the covenant of God and into the very organ which marked him as a son was the sign and the promise that he is and was and will always be the Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so when the son of Mary was 8 days old, in our calendar year, always January 1st, he was circumcised and given the name Jesus. For he didn't come into the world with diplomatic privileges that put him above the nation's laws. He was born, as we are told, under the law, that he might redeem those who are under the law. That is, as you know, ourselves. Indeed, he fulfilled, perfected, underwent a circumcision designed for sinners, though he himself was sinless. Just as later he would offer sacrifices, though he had no iniquity for which to offer those sacrifices. And also later, He would be baptized, though he had no uncleanness to wash away. But all he did, everything from his birth to his death, to his resurrection, to his ascension, he did for us, that in him we might do those things as well. For the truth of the matter is this: if Jesus is anything less than fully human, we would, to that extent, be less than fully saved. And to be less than fully saved is really to not be saved at all. I don't want a Jesus who does not have a brain, for people have brains, and brains need redeeming. I don't want a Jesus without blood and bones, for people have blood and bones and they need redeeming. I don't want a Jesus who is completely and fully man, for he was made man in order that he might save man from his sins. And in him being completely man, he completes men and women alike. For he came not only to redeem souls, he came to redeem our bodies as well. Every part of the body that God has fearfully and wonderfully made, that we rejoice at the birth of a child, even more so has been fearfully and wonderfully remade in the God-made man and who washes us in holy baptism. So today the Savior, with foreskin, brings the skin and flesh of our bones and our bodies to its rightful honor. Because contrary to the horrendous teachings of our culture and our world and everything around us, where we are told that our bodies do not matter, God says your body matters because you just don't have a body. You are body just as I am body for you. Your body is important to your Heavenly Father. And what you do with your body is ever the Father's care and concern. Since the time of Abraham, God is still doing weird and strange things with our bodies to give our bodies wonderful gifts of salvation. Yes, when a baby Israelite boy was 8 days old, the covenant was cut into his very flesh. Today, now, when baby boys or girls are 8 days old, or 8 weeks old, or 8 months old, or even if you're 99 years old, they are, as we read from St. Paul to the letter at Colossae, they are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. In the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which they are raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised Jesus from the dead. So circumcision gives way to the baptism of Jesus and his baptism of all his people. No longer is one tiny part of the body cut away, but if you will, in the waters of baptism, there is a sort of liquid blade that cuts away the entire sinful nature of the human person and entirely grafts them into the body of Jesus and makes them wholly new. For we are told, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. It is no longer we who live, but rather it is Christ who baptizes us with his baptism that he baptizes with us with, and therefore we are those who live in Christ. It is quite clear in the Scriptures that circumcision is linked to baptism, and circumcision corresponds to baptism. As St. Paul reminds us, though baptism does not replace circumcision as a new law to fulfill. Instead, baptism supersedes circumcision as the new gospel that is fulfilled for us. For while circumcision was given to symbolize the removal of sin from the body, Christ came to bear our sins in his body, that he would remove all our sins from us for all eternity. So circumcision was, past tense, a sign in which incorporated the people of God into himself and connects their identity to him who rescued them from the slavery of Egypt. But now in these last days, we are told that he speaks to us by his Son, and he works with us by his Son. And so he does this working by holy baptism. That baptism, just as circumcision did long ago, now incorporates us into the family of God as sons and daughters of God. And even more so, it unites us with Jesus' very death and his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. Baptism brings us that new and unending day where the devil's lingering power is forever extinguished. A day where humanity dwells forever with God and it's unimpeded by the remnants of sin or death or the power of the devil. No longer do we need to climb some sort of slippery self-improvement ladder to reach God. No longer do we need to put our best foot forward, hoping that that other foot's going to always follow to appease God. No longer do we need to pay for our sins in order that we might find favor with God. In Christ, every day is a New Year's day, because he died and he was raised for you in order to usher you into a day that has no end, what we call the eighth day, which is why you may know that oftentimes throughout history, baptismal fonts were always eight-sided. But this day never ends, because the benefits of baptism cannot be undone. That is the day of eternity. For Christ's work for you cannot be unfinished. His death, his resurrection, and his righteousness are absolute and for you, and they cannot be undone. Because in baptism, there is no greater newness. There's no greater newness that can adorn your body and your soul than baptism. For through it, you become completely holy and completely blessed, which no other kind of life nor other kind of work on earth can acquire. So we give thanks this day that we have been baptized into the name of Jesus. And in that name, we have the forgiveness of our sins, life, and salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen.